Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Liam is in Yorktown. What's up, Liam?
It's been really hard watching the Giants be mismanaged for the last decade, so that's why it's really exciting to see the Giants have the best draft of any team in the NFL this year, and it's because they drafted Jaxson Dart. I mean, Dart was the hot ticket to party, and the Giants went home with her at the end of the night. And you know, everybody would have wanted some, but you know, it doesn't really matter about the future. We're just trying. The Giants got the hot chick at the party, and it's really awesome. And we can bask in that.
Sometimes the hot chick has an STD. You never know.
Oh, jeez.
You never know.
BT and Sal back on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Been fun on the phone so far.
Yep.
Really a fast show. Good to be back to work here. Fun with you guys. All right, let's get to the phones here, BT, because there were a bunch holding. I want to try to get everybody in. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Don is in Tampa, Florida. What's up, Don?
Hey, guys. First off, definitely thoughts and prayers to you, Sal, for your brother-in-law. Really sorry to hear that, man.
Thank you, Don. We really appreciate that. Thank you.
No doubt. So I've called you guys before about really being critical regarding the Giants' whole process regarding the draft. I was the one that called upset about they didn't draft Joe Milton last year. But I got to be fair, I feel like they really crushed it and nailed it this year. Obviously, Carter, by the way, definitely took some stones for him to come out and ask for 56. I know you guys already talked about that, but that he should be a stud, and he definitely is acting like he should be. The two things that I wanted to bring up that I think I'm actually disagreement with both of you guys on is regarding Dart. And by the way, I do love the Scadabo pick and even the tackle from Purdue. I think all three of them have really legit shots of making a difference. So, but BT, when you were talking about how you were a little confused or you thought the Giants' thought process was a little off with their quarterback selection, to me, it's really not that hard to just understand that, you know, they might have liked Ward first. They did what they could to try to get him. They couldn't get him. And Dart could have been the second quarterback, right? I think it's okay to like two quarterbacks in the same draft. Dart could have been the second guy on their list, and they wanted to make sure they got him, so they did what they needed to do. He could have potentially been there if he fell to him at 34, but they didn't give up very much to trade up, and they went and they got him, and I think we got to give him credit for that. We don't know what he's going to be, of course, but I think that's okay. I don't view that as a negative.
That's proactive.
And then even you,
Donnie, I don't really disagree. I think it was a proactive move by the Giants, and you're right. We're not going to attach a definitive grade to it yet. We got to see if he could play, and I think that he could. I was just, you know, again, this is, you know, not to keep going back to this, but I want everybody to understand what I'm saying. You know, I just wasn't sure that the Giants' plan in their own minds was identifiable as some people think it may have been. Now, sometimes you have to react, and sometimes what you think Monday is different than what you do on Tuesday. And I think there was a little bit of that based on the trail of quarterback, you know, innuendos that have been around the Giants now for 5-6 months, basically.
Yeah. I liked what they did identifying, you know, the quarterback that they liked outside of Cam Ward, I'm assuming, going up, making sure that they get him as opposed to waiting for him to fall to them with that first round and with the first pick of the second round. Chris is in Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's happening, gentlemen? Just wanted to comment on the Jets and the draft, but first I wanted to just throw a thank you to you guys and the station. We won the PGA National trip a couple months ago.
Wow.
And we went over the weekend. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
How'd you hit them?
Good for you.
How many balls you hit?
I mean, the Surfside's cracked open at about 10:30, and I think they stopped at about 4:30 the next morning.
Look
boys.
At you.
4:30 the next morning. That's a Hall of Fame night right there. Great. Awesome, dude.
Yeah, just with the Jets, man. I like the draft. It feels different, not getting overly pissed off or overly excited, but I think that's a good thing. I think they're showing Fields. They're giving him a shot. I don't know that he's going to be great, but if he's not, then hopefully they're in a spot to draft one of these kids next year. And we got on paper, young, good offensive line, and, you know, just hopeful this time.
Brick by brick, Chris, excited. Chris, brick by brick, buddy.
There we go.
That's what you're saying. Brick by brick.
Thank you for the call, Chris.
Yeah, happy you guys enjoy the trip, too. That's what you had it. Brick by brick. Just grow it out there. Be able to run the ball a little bit. Protect your quarterback. Get a tight end. Something they never had. I love what the Jets
and
did.
And we'll see. We'll evaluate them in year one. And we'll evaluate the Giants, Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, year four. Steve is in Caldwell. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Steve.
Love the show, as always. Real quick, I'll try and go fast, but I wanted to talk about the retired numbers. I'll put it in a perspective of a 25-year-old Mets fan. You know, I never got to see Tom Seaver, been told stories about Tom Seaver, and every time I get to go to Citi Field, I see 41 up in the rafters. And I think it would be a disservice to the entire franchise to even have a connotation around possibly unretiring numbers. It's the whole duty, I would say, to the fan base and what's come before you at the franchise to be passed down. You know, I'm going to tell my kids about number five and David Wright, and it's going to be the same connotation as you pass it down and pass it down. I'm not even a Yankees fan, but I think unretiring any one of those legends' numbers would be ludicrous, and we shouldn't even have this connotation of players asking former players for their numbers.
When did it be? It's a great point, Steve. When did it become a thing that it was even a thought to be okay? Like, how are we even at that point? I don't understand it.